And who is facilitating today?
Well, Ron has been doing it, so I can go ahead and take the lead if Ron
Yeah,
wants
I could go
to.
ahead. It looks like you're in the outdoors, so it's hard for you to hear, right?
Yeah.
All righty. So let's start the meeting. Give me a sec to pull up the agenda on my end. Okay, looks like a short meeting today. Today is June 13th, 2014, 2024, and this is the HIV Community Planning Council's membership committee meeting. I am Ron Hernandez, a co-chair. Go ahead, Elaine.
Elaine Flores, culture.
And I'm just going to hop over to Helen or anyone. JP
Okay.
Soto, council member.
Hi. Helen Lin, council member.
Guilherme Stellet, council member.
Pedro Felix, council member.
Cesar Cordabas, council member.
Zachary Davenport, council member.
Kara, council staff.
Pat, council staff.
And Maria Lacayo with HIV Health Services, DPH.
Oh, you're muted, Ron. Ron, you're muted.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Okay, so has that anyone else? I see Thomas just joined us.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey there. I am just here to count as a body to make sure that you all reach quorum.
I also arrived late. My apologies.
That's okay, guys. Thank you for showing up. All right, let's move on to checking the agenda, seeing if we approve it. It's a fairly short one. It was similar to last month's, which we canceled because it was very short. But we want to stay consistent and have a meeting here and there to know that we're still working. Are there any changes to the agenda? No changes? Okay, so I see. Well, it's been approved then by consensus. And we'll move over to approving the draft minutes from April. We didn't meet last month, so this is the last meeting we had, which is in April. Any changes there? Okay, so hearing and seeing no changes, we'll go ahead and approve that by consensus. Any announcements? Do we have any announcements from staff? Am I on mute still? Can anyone hear me?
I could hear
Yeah, we
you.
can hear you, Ron. No announcements.
So no announcements. Okay. So do we have any public comment? Is there anyone from the public with this? No. All right. So we'll go on to the council member attendance report. Kira or Kat?
Sorry, I'm trying to find also the agenda on my end. But I don't think so. I think the only thing that we had to review was current leaves of absences. And that's just serving as a reminder. And so we currently have Gwen Smith, who will be returning in late August slash September. And that's all we have for that section.
Okay, were there any applications in the pipeline?
No, I know Mark had mentioned that there might be someone that would be potentially applying, but they haven't turned in anything to us, so nothing currently.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I guess you're Kat can do the demographic info update.
Yeah, I can do the demographic reports. So let me go ahead and share the first one. All right, so this is the first one. This is the demographic report. This one is the Aries one. And so we did have a couple of changes, which I'm really excited about. We actually got updated information on the left-hand side. So now our information is from the fiscal year of 2023. So more up to date. And then we can see kind of where we fall, those highlighted red areas. Those are kind of where we're falling beneath the, in comparison to the left side.
Can you highlight those? What demographics are we targeting right now?
So right now, we're targeting, we're really under in Black / African-American. Surprisingly, we're under in males for our council. And then, of course, we're under in youth, which we've talked about for the council. And then we're also under in 65 plus. So those are the big areas that we're in, we're under in. We do have the needs assessment that right now we are outreaching and our target group is Black / African American. And our COLA this year is actually youth.
That's perfect. All right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then let me go ahead and, oh, did someone have a question? No. Okay. Let me go ahead and share the EPI one.
It's great to see the in Latin, Hispanic.
Yeah, presentation. I know, it's really exciting. Mm-hmm. All right, and this one is hasn't been updated yet, but I'm working on updating this one. But it kind of mentions and just reflects the same thing as the previous, but this is just focused on San Francisco numbers. Great. And that's it.
Okay, so the meat of the meeting, we would have canceled it otherwise if we didn't add this agenda item in, was to talk more about council recruitment. We'd like to maybe discuss some recruiting strategies if anyone has any ideas. I believe there was one last year that was something about getting a group together or a subcommittee to do headhunting. I don't know if that went that evolved into just having staff work with one or two of the council members, whoever fits the demographic, to go out into these community forums or meetings that people have out there and just sit and listen and target those we think would be nice to have in our council. Has that been implemented or is that something?
Yeah, I can speak about that a little bit. I know last year on the table, the idea was that we would have members from the membership committee kind of accompany council staff when we were either doing focus groups for the needs assessment or the COLA in order to kind of start those focus groups with just like a brief intro of what the council is and try to recruit some folks. So that was the idea. Unfortunately, because our needs assessment kind of, our needs assessment last year was Latino, Latino, Latinx, and those were monolingual speaking focus groups, it wasn't really ideal to kind of try to recruit from that, especially since we don't offer translation services for the council specifically. That being said, our focus groups this year have changed. So that is still an idea that can be on the table if folks are interested. But yeah. I also know that Mark mentioned, I think Elaine brought this up, but Mark mentioned that we've gotten a lot of council members that are providers. And so that does affect our numbers when we're looking at our council demographics. And so I know that Elaine had brought up the idea that maybe we should try to then recruit. We really want people to join the council, but we mostly want people who are consumers of services.
Yes, that's primarily our target, our consumers right now.
Yeah.
Raina, you have your hand up, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for that, Kira. Can you provide more details on the part around the council? It sounds like not providing translation services.
Yeah, so I know when we were doing our needs assessment last year and we were outreaching for that and holding our focus groups, all of our focus groups for our Latinx and Latino group, that those were all folks that only spoke Spanish. And so we couldn't really recruit from that group because the council doesn't actually, we don't have someone that would be able to translate kind of during the live council meeting for all of the meetings. That's not a service that necessarily we offer.
But is that a service that we could offer, or is that restricted? Has it ever been done?
I don't know that it's ever been done, but I could talk to Mark about this. I think the reasoning that he brought up was that maybe it just wouldn't, like, we would have to figure out how to budget that, and I don't know that that's possible even.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's all. I think
Zachary, I saw your hand up too.
I actually had the same exact question. So thank you, Raina, for bringing it up, because I think that we should look into, is there funding for interpreter services? Because that's like a huge population that we're just like not getting, because we're saying we can't provide interpretation services. And I just think we should, for sure, at this stage. Kira, it sounds like you're going to check in with Mark about it.
I can check in with Mark about this. I do know that he mentioned that we did previously have a couple that only spoke Spanish that had joined the council and were coming to the meetings. And I think they just, we weren't providing translation, but they were coming to the meetings regardless. I think eventually they just stopped coming because probably it just wasn't useful for them since they couldn't maybe really understand what was going on. So yeah, I'll bring that up to Mark.
Go ahead, Raina.
Because I know like with the reallocations kind of coming up, that would be the time to essentially put in funds for administrative costs. I think it falls under that. But if you could clarify with Mark, that would be great. I just really want to highlight that it's critical and necessary, and unless it is restricted, we should really try and do our best to engage folks who are receiving services and who could benefit most. So thank you all for it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Zachary.
And I agree with that. I mean, we should not just include any community that wants to join and be a part of this. I want to say that there was years ago, Ron, maybe you know, didn't we have somebody that we needed interpreter with on the council?
Vaguely, I'm thinking ASL though. I don't know why. I don't know if it was ASL. I can't remember.
You should have that too.
And just to clarify, I didn't know what we really needed, because I think from the last time I said something about having providers, I meant to say more that I think we have enough providers and that we need the consumers more to be sitting on the council as well. So that's the main focus. And I think that's the main focus that we're putting off here today, is because we need to look at what we don't have, and which is the consumers.
Yeah.
And we need their input in this council. That's just my logical thinking, because it's pretty much the consumers that we are providing for, and it would be nice to get even more feedback on the consumer side.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyone else? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think you could have enough voices voicing the same thing. I'm very much in favor of that as well. And you could tell Mark that I'm willing to give up my dinner for that expense.
Right.
It is important. It is it is a very it is a population that we're really concerned about right now. So there being a possible barrier is just really sad. So look forward to hearing what he says.
And, you know, I was also like, you know, looking for what are ways that we can actually start reaching out to the consumers. And I know, you know, I don't like to always bring up Moran and vice versa, but I think what helped us a lot too is just that when we always have our forum meetings, have those applications sitting on the tables as well. And I think doing the same for San Francisco is like, if you guys are having a community gathering of any kind of source, we should always put out that flyer on what the council or any that's anything associated with us be put out there, so that, you know, that's the only way we're going to get this council moving and faster with the consumers. I think that might be a start. What you guys think?
Well, I like that idea, Elaine, the community gathering part, because I know we're already having staff make some recruitments for COLAs and our needs assessments. But what about those community gatherings, those forums that are out there that are posted that we might not know about?
Right.
Maybe get a database of them and then have someone go there and plant those flyers, even sit in, and potentially recruit from there.
Right.
I think like, would be a good strategy.
I meant to ask too, because, you know, we now just started up the women's support group back up here again. And do you guys have those in the city as well? I mean, that's kind of dumb for me to ask that question, but we do have those, like those support groups that they meet up in San Francisco, don't they? Because that'll be also a good way to get the consumers involved too, that show up to their support gathering groups and just put out the flyers there and have one of us. I'll even make the trip out to San Francisco one day and join one of those groups and recruit, try to do the best I can to recruit.
I also, if there was like a flyer, maybe I can share it with our providers, letting them know that it's for consumers, so that if they have a consumer in mind that they think would want to join, they know what the process is in case there's people, you know, that don't know, like you said, how can they connect them? So I can send something out to it if you want.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We do have a council flyer that we recently made, and it does kind of, it just states that if you want to or want more information or want to figure out how to join, to email Mark. So I can send that your way, Maria.
I'd like to get that flyer too, Kara. I was just looking over our list of patients who are on the Ward 86 Patient Advisory Council, and I note three who are in our target groups, who maybe who are already have a strong sense of volunteerism.
Yeah.
And our group has been on hold for about 6 months. So they're itching to do something. This might be
the time awesome.
To the group. Yeah, awesome. That's great.
All right. So I'll send it to you too, Helen.
Thank you. Okay. Any other ideas, folks?
I still keep on saying this a lot, and hopefully one day we can. Maybe the way that we can get also in touch with the younger youth program, have we still tried to have somebody go out and reach out to the colleges by putting the flyers out there? You know, like those classes that they attend for social services, political science classrooms, that we can like post out there to recognize that there's a council and it's, you know, they can join, get get their like flexibility, their learning. You know, I hate to put it that way, but we don't have to actually say that. But, you know, that maybe there might be some possibility that that's one way of reaching out to the younger youth program.
So it kind of brings up the idea of having maybe a subcommittee to go out there on the field and do this. Is that something that staff would do, or is it something that we would all have to volunteer to take part of?
Well, this committee would actually be the perfect committee, since it is membership, to go out and have volunteers maybe do that. So that would be probably be best for anyone that wants to do that within this committee.
Okay.
Rena, yeah, Jana.
Yeah, my understanding was that us in this group are the headhunters. obviously, I think it should definitely be something that's voluntary. Not everyone can always do like street-based or in-person outreach, but for those of us who can, I think that would be great. I don't know if the subcommittee would be necessary. I don't think it being, but yeah, that being said, I'm down to go out.
You're right. Thank you for reminding us that. You're right. We all are each ambassadors to the council, and we should all keep our eye out, ears open for any potential recruits. And we're looking at right now, our targets are, Black African-American youth? And what was the other, Kira?
Consumers,
yeah, especially consumers. I mean, we love our providers, but we do need to hear more from consumers. So if you hear that, especially where you guys are working, you probably are in connection with a lot of consumers. You could probably approach them and see if they're interested.
Yeah.
I just had another thing around that. Are we able to reach out to like previous council members? To engage them on like and leverage their like connections, their strategies that they've used, those kinds of things.
I don't see why not.
I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
How would we go about requesting like info, or who could reach out to folks? Like how. I don't know if anyone has any experience with this.
Yeah, Kira, do you have a list of our former members that you might look at to re-recruit?
Well, I can put together a list. I know we have their contact information, as we still have their applications on file. So I can look at all of that and put together a list of some potential candidates to reach out to and then bring that back.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
All right.
I was referring more to like engaging with them about the things that had worked for them in their efforts to recruit for the council, not necessarily to recruit them. Obviously that's not out of the question, but I do know that engaging like previous folks who have a lot of like cultural and institutional knowledge can be helpful. And social media. But I'm done talking. Kira, can you handle that Instagram account?
There is no time where you have enough talking. Talk all you want, honey.
I got
as long as you get it out there, you can talk all you want.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Social media aspect of it is beyond me. I mean, that's why we need,
maybe we can get you to do some TikToks, Ron.
Oh, I don't even know how to log into that.
I think a tic-tac-toe, so. All right.
You said we'll get that info at like next meeting or how?
Yeah, we can put this agenda item back on next month's agenda so we can kind of come together, and that will also give folks maybe a chance to think about some other ways to recruit. I know we've said it once, but I feel like we always say this. Word of mouth is always, especially from council members, to try to get someone maybe that they know, could be interested, or could be a good new member, is always a really good way that we have gotten and received council members.
Yeah. And like I said, the good start will be going into those support groups. That kind of helps too, because that's where everybody goes. So if we ever know any upcoming support groups that are happening, you know, might pop up one of these days on one of those and try to recruit.
Yeah.
Also, I think that's a really doable idea, Elaine, to try and see if we know of any support groups that we could potentially pull people that would be interested in joining the council from.
Yeah. Because it helped us a lot here, Marin. That's how we got started with most of the recruitment, is by the support groups. And it worked. So, you know, trying to see if you guys would be interested in doing the same in for San Francisco, because I think we could have a very successful outcome if we reach out to that group as well.
Okay. As an action item? Sorry, Ron.
No, go ahead.
Am I supposed to say something before I talk?
You go ahead.
As in, like, kind of action item for that, if is it possible? No, it is possible. I can do it. But can I create like a document where we could put all of this stuff so that it can be like organized based off of, I don't have the categories yet. And then we can easily assign it to folks, or folks can sign up to do those things, and it would have information in terms of location, hours, days, the whole bit. Can I do that? Can we do that? I don't
know. Yeah, I can do that, actually, Raina. I can put together a document and send it out to folks. So then I guess the only thing I would ask of folks is maybe for the next meeting to come with at least one idea of a potential support group or a group where they would like to take some flyers to, or where they think is really good to potentially get candidates.
Excellent. I think that's great. Thank you, Raina.
And can you share that out with us? Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it possible for folks to send you stuff before next meeting, just so you know, folks have a minute, an hour, 30 minutes this weekend for the next, because 30 days is a lot, and I'm trying to get the ball rolling. If there's we have stuff slower, that's, please let me know. But yeah, if we could get that, like the info from the previous council members that we could reach out to, but more, I think definitely more importantly, the like an outreach strategy doc, that would be great.
Yeah. Thank you. So yeah, so you'll compile some of these groups for us to look at. That would be wonderful. We just have our homework to go ahead and provide her with to create a list. I have hands up here, Pedro, go ahead.
I think Zachary's hand was up.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Zach, I'm sorry.
No worries, go ahead, Pedro. Okay, thank you. I had a question. I was wondering how useful would it be to have or to recruit members who maybe fill one of the priority categories, but not all of them. Like I'm thinking at AHP, we have a lot of support groups that are for long-term survivors who tend to be interested and might be up for being part of the council, but they tend to be older and not necessarily represent the youth. And so I'm wondering if that's still useful, or if we're just sort of focusing on the categories of interest.
Yeah, no, I think that is very useful. We definitely want, I don't want to say no, we only have to stick to these categories. That's by no means is that what is happening. We want to obviously target one of these areas, and hopefully for someone that we know is able to fill one of these categories that we're trying to target. But by no means does that mean you can't recruit them, or you can't recruit from a group that maybe would not fill all three or even one.
Great, because they would be consumers. So I think that would work. Great.
Thank you, Pedro. Zachary?
Yeah, I think just the question that's coming up in my mind about recruitment, in addition to like groups, is like at events, but I don't know if that's too broad. Like I'm kind of asking myself, is like having like a table at Pride or at the Trans March or AIDS Walk, which is coming up in July, or like things like that? Is that too broad because we're not able to like really hone in on actual consumers, or is it totally like a great way for us to recruit? I'm not sure, but I am bringing it up because these are quickly approaching events and won't happen again for another 12 months. So maybe if they are something we want to attack, and even maybe do it next year, but like, do we want to be visible in that way in the community? Like have a table, have a booth, have a banner, have flyers there. Yeah, it's just something that like I'm thinking about, but I'm not sure what the answer is. Is it too broad in terms of recruitment?
I think, Zachary, that's an excellent idea, but I remember bringing that up with, or the group bringing it up to Mark. And I don't know, Kira, you could kind of substantiate this, but I think Mark said something about the cost it would take to get a booth in Pride. Where would that money come from? Is it going to come from what? I don't know if we have the proof. Can we do that, Kira?
Yeah, I think, yeah, this idea has been brought up a lot of times, and kind of the barrier that we always run into is unfortunately money. You know, where would that money come from? We would need to purchase, I think, a slew of things, including a banner. And then a lot of times events like that, they require some kind of deposit for a booth for you to be able to like put your booth up.
I wanted to say, Ron, didn't we do that 1 year? Cause I have the pictures to prove it, on an AIDS walk. That we did that, that we had an actual little booth at the AIDS walk.
I don't remember. I remember walking with other agencies, but not the SFHCP. How are we? Yeah, the HIV Community Planning Council. I don't remember us having anything like that.
Oh, okay. So I remember that you guys had something, tables, not an actual booth, the cover, but you guys had something going on one of the AIDS walk 1 year. I just can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Well, I don't see why we can't piggyback on agencies like Shanti.
Yeah.
Maybe share a little bit of the booth and say, okay, you know.
Yeah. Or maybe share those flyers or share a person to sit with them. That would be cool. Wouldn't that work? Can we do that?
Yeah. We'll wait till Mark comes next month.
I know, right?
Hey, y'all. Helen has her hand up.
Yeah. Sorry, Helen. I knew you were there. I was wanting to finish this thread. Okay. Go ahead, Helen. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. I can wait my turn. Fair. It's all right. The question I'm wondering about is about there's targeted outreach, right, to target support groups where people are likely to be in categories where we're looking for, but also just general flyers, because we do have here at the clinic bulletin board where people go to look for a volunteer and especially research opportunities. So I'm also very happy to paste up flyers to kind of patients and as well as our research facility to post up flyers where we have a larger outreach of consumers, but not necessarily a targeted approach. So I wanted to throw that up there, so that just occurred to me.
Helen, I'm sorry. There's just someone else in the conversation there with you. I think it's coming from WinTech.
No, WinTech is not someone I know.
Kat, is there a way you can mute WinTech?
I can't mute WinTech. I tried. The only thing I could do is remove them. I think it might be someone in the room's maybe like speaker system or headphones or something.
Okay, but I think I heard you, Helen.
I wanted to say real quick, this is Maria, that sometimes they can waive the fees for booths at festivals and things like that. Because I know for the Carnival, my friend's daughter was able to write into the organizers, and she didn't have to pay a fee to have a booth as a, you know, just the person who was selling bracelets and things like that. But yeah, sometimes if it's a good cause or, you know, things like that, if someone writes ahead of time, sometimes they, you know, allow people to have their things up for free.
Mm-hmm. Just to consider. Helen, I want you, if you don't mind, just repeat in essence what you were saying, because there was that double talk in the background. I couldn't quite hear you. So I just want to make sure that you knew that you were being listened to. If you repeat yourself.
No, you're right. I am sharing a room with others. There's bulletin boards here at the clinic. There are several areas where HIV consumers go to get care here at the hospital. So I wanted to see what the committee thought of putting up the outreach information at those generalized areas, right? Versus the direct outreach that we would do, like Pedro and myself would be doing at support groups, where we know that there are people from specialized groups, specialized categories in it, and what the group thinks of that kind of more general, just flyer up on a wall where HIV consumers might be.
Oh, I'm absolutely for that. Yeah. But I understand that there was some pushback about that because they didn't want to get, well, I don't want to say who, staff didn't want to get bombarded with maybe random calls about people who weren't really serious about, but just curious about what the flyer was about. And so that was time consuming for them. And they felt that if we did have that approach, I mean, we still can to minimize, but I mean, if we did that, then yeah, they would just have to have a dedicated person to answer those calls. Yeah, but I see no reason why not. I mean, I put up a couple at the community boards and stuff, and I don't know how many. If Mark is even tracking those or not. What did you hear anything about that, Kira? The number of calls that he gets?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I was like, nah, I'm curious. Who said that?
It would be nice to know if there were people that called and just maybe didn't fit or weren't interested, but they still made the call to see how effective that is, the flyers. Okay, thank you, Helen. Okay. Any more ideas we have on this topic? Elaine, did you want to add anything?
No, I think it's a good start, you guys, and I'm glad we're actually talking about it, but it's been long overdue. And I think if we really concentrate and just focus on the consumers and what we really need, I think we can be successfully with adding on to the council.
So this should be maybe permanently on the agenda, Kira?
Yeah, I can keep this on the agenda.
Okay. I say permanent only because we are a membership committee. That's kind of like what we do. So
that's what we're supposed to do, yes.
All righty. Okay, so Raina?
Sorry, I was trying to raise my hand and I can only find the thumbs up button. I don't know how, in terms of like technical assistance requests from the funders, how that works here. I know for like other grants, you know, you can request CDC's assistance, but in terms of the Planning Council, I don't know if we have any access to like technical assistance resources that are like free of cost because we are a planning council. But I know that often TA centers will have like a planning council, not just like things for HIV testing or prevention or care, but also technical assistance for outreach strategies for planning councils, for example. But I don't know what that process would look like. I just not heard of it. I don't know if that's even still a thing. But yeah, just an idea for.
So Maria, I like what you brought up, that there would be some kind of, what is it? They would, there's a program that would kind of, what's the word I want to use? But they would waive fees for the booth and whatever permits that we need. We could look that up. Kira, are you thinking maybe get this potentially ready for next year? I'm sure it's too late now for this year, but maybe we could try that next year. See if it's feasible.
Yeah, I can keep it definitely kind of floating around in my mind to make sure to check that, because I think that's also a good idea.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. So you had a more robust meeting than I thought we would have, but we are now at 3:40. Is that a record? No, I think we did a 10-minute meeting once.
Yeah, we did.
think. All right, so then I will remind everybody that the next meeting will be July 11th. It will be a Zoom meeting unless otherwise notified. Okay?
Sounds good.
Good. Is this meeting adjourned?
Mm-hmm. Ron, do you happen to know if that coincides with the HHS CQI meeting?
Yes.
Because I'm looking it up right now. I don't have it memorized. I just RSVP'd. If somebody knows, does somebody know what time that is?
It wouldn't be at the same time. I think the CQI meeting is like at 11 in the morning. Yeah, 10:30 or 11. Yeah.
Okay. No objections. No.
And well, okay. Yeah, we can send you that invite if you haven't got it.
I got it. Thank you.
Oh, okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, guys. Well, then we'll see you at the full council.
Okay, guys. Good meeting.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Okay, we're good.